This is Joyce Chang, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. Ambitious but incompetent, government's decision to fell trees has failed to convince the public. Two stone wall trees in front of Tang Chi Ngong building of the Hong Kong University have been cut down by the Lands Department. Conservationists question whether there are sufficient grounds for felling the trees, while the government claims it has considered all the factors and emphasizes that the trees have been cut down for public safety reasons. The fact that both sides stick to their own arguments shows that there are some obvious shortcomings in the government's urban forestry management. The Tree Management Office, TMO, is ineffective in its coordinating role, and its authority has been eroded gradually, which results in a loss of public trust in it. There is a need to improve the communication between government officials and the public. The government should strengthen the functions of the TMO, listen more to the opinions of non-government experts, and rebuild the authority of the TMO. Otherwise, similar disputes over tree felling will keep recurring in the future. The government emphasizes that it has had no choice but to cut down the trees. However, non-government experts have completely different opinions on the risk of the trees collapsing, and their assessment of some basic facts contrasts entirely with that of the government. It inevitably arouses concern whether the authority has listened sufficiently to the opinions of experts from all sides before felling the trees. In 2015, the government cut down 4 stone wall trees on Barnum Road for safety reasons. The decision was controversial, but the authority then had at least reported to the Central and Western District Council and had consulted the expert panel on tree management, the predecessor of the current Urban Forestry Advisory Panel. However, in the recent decision to cut down the trees, it is reported that the government has not consulted the Urban Forestry Advisory Panel. It is inevitable that the authority and credibility of the TMO are questioned. 10 years ago, an old tree in Stanley collapsed and a female HKU student was killed tragically. To improve tree management, the Development Bureau established the TMO and recruited a tree expert, Lawrence Chow, to head it. The expert panel on tree management was also set up to provide the government with professional opinions on tree management policy and operation. The original purpose of establishing the TMO was to have an authoritative organization at the bureau level to formulate policies on tree management and to coordinate different government departments and mediate between them. Earlier this month, the government redesignated Florence Ko Wen Yi, a senior geotechnical engineer from the Civil Engineering and Development Department, to head the TMO. Coe's expertise is in slope safety, and it is said that she does not have any background in arboriculture. It is inevitable that conservationists are concerned that the government's future urban forestry work will focus only on safety and risk management. In recent years, the government wants to review the orientation of the TMO and has even considered changing its name to Urban Forestry Office to emphasize that its planning and management tasks are not limited to trees only. The Development Bureau replaced the Expert Panel on Tree Management with the Urban Forestry Advisory Panel last year. However, many unofficial experts on the panel reside abroad permanently. Two local authoritative experts who had been members of the Expert Panel on Tree Management were not invited to join the panel again. Some environmentalists have pointed out that, compared with the former Expert Panel on Tree Management, the current Urban Forestry Advisory Panel meets much less often. The government does not have any senior official who is familiar with the issue of trees to be in charge of the whole thing. If the government wants to strengthen its authority and credibility in tree and urban forestry management, it must listen more to the opinion of local tree experts and improve its communication with the civil society to prevent people from feeling that the government is bent on going its own way. Thanks for listening to this Mingpao's editorial, brought to you by Joyce Cheng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly Youth.